KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
All right, 7:07, it's cloudy, breezy, and 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy here today with a 50% chance of showers, a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Authorities in Southwest Iowa say a black male teenager who escaped from the Clarinda Academy earlier this morning was apprehended about an hour later. The 16-year-old was on the lam when he jumped out a window at around 2:50 a.m. Dispatch reports said the subject was seen allegedly trying to break into cars in the academy parking lot at around 3 a.m. He was apprehended at 3:45 and returned to the residential foster care facility that provides treatment and shelter to at-risk and delinquent male and female youth from several states. Authorities in Audubon County are looking for the driver of an SUV who eluded deputies and police following a traffic stop and a pursuit early Sunday morning. In an update to our story on KJAN.com and during our Sunday morning newscasts, Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson told KJAN News Sunday afternoon a deputy had attempted to conduct a traffic stop at around midnight Saturday on Highway 71. The vehicle, a blue Dodge Durango, sped off as the deputy approached. The chase that ensued wound its way from Brayton to Exira on Highway 71, and then it finally went onto the T-Bone Trail, where Audubon police laid down stop sticks in an attempt to disable the SUV. But the vehicle took evasive action and drove through the ditch. The vehicle tried to leave the trail later on and went through another ditch and became struck on natural debris, such as tree and brush. The driver took off on foot and made his way to the West Nishnabotna River. The passenger in the vehicle, 32-year-old Aaron Whitehill of Omaha, was arrested. Whitehill faces charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, third offense, and possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, third offense. Whitehill was being held in the Audubon County Jail Sunday on $5,000 bond. The Cass County K-9 team of Deputy Kyle Quist and his partner Vader tracked the driver to the river's edge where the scent was lost. Sheriff Johnson says they believe the suspect entered the river, which was nearly full and very cold. And while the K-9 team was tracking the suspect, Vader suffered a laceration to his paw and was treated at the scene by Deputy Quist, thanks to the med kits provided by the Cass County to the K-9 units by the Cass County Attorney's Office. Residents in the area where the suspect disappeared were warned by authorities to lock their vehicles, but Johnson says the vehicle that was reported stolen near Exira may have been taken by the suspect. It was described as being a red diesel Ford F-350 pickup with Audubon County plates. Among the agencies assisting the Audubon County Sheriff's Office during the incident were the Audubon Police Department, Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and, as mentioned, the Cass County Sheriff's Department K-9 unit. A woman from Atlantic was injured during an accident Saturday night on Interstate 80 west of Casey. The State Patrol says 21-year-old Jera Banz was driving a 1994 Honda Accord that was rear-ended by a 2012 Kenworth semi as both were headed west in the right lane. The driver of the semi, 58-year-old Williford Doherty of Emerson, was not injured during the crash. It happened a little after 7 p.m. Saturday. Banz was transported by a private vehicle to the Cass County Hospital. Adair Rescue personnel assisted the State Patrol at the scene. And a Nebraska man was injured during a single vehicle accident Sunday morning in Mills County. The State Patrol says 31-year-old Jose Razo of Omaha, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Pacific Junction Rescue to Creighton Hospital in Omaha following the crash that took place at around 6:40 a.m. Sunday on westbound Highway 370 near Ellis Road. Razo was driving a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer that crossed the center line and swerved back into the westbound lane before leaving the road and continuing into a yard where the SUV struck a tree before coming to rest. In our funeral announcements, Neil Stork, age 74, of Anita, died Thursday. Funeral services for Neil Stork will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Sina Madsen, age 95, of Omaha, died Thursday. Funeral services for Sina Madsen will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mafalda Makey, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. A memorial mass for Mafalda Makey will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Laverne Jacob Dagis, age 85, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Laverne Dagis will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Janet Egan, age 58, of Anita, died Friday. Funeral services for Janet Egan will be Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Oneida. Hockenberry Family Care in Oneida has the arrangements. Elaine Anderson, age 92, of Elkhorn and formerly of Kimbleton, died Friday. Funeral services for Elaine Anderson will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church at Jacksonville. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Larry Benkin, age 77, an Atlantic native, died last Tuesday in Osage Beach, Missouri. Graveside services for Larry Benkin will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. in the Atlantic Cemetery, followed by a luncheon at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Dorothy Johnson, age 89, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. And per her wishes, Dorothy Johnson's body has been donated to science, and a memorial service will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Virginia Hopkins, age 90, of Greenfield, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Virginia Hopkins are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Russell Lenhart, age 89, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Allen House. Services for Russell Lenhart are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.